We're Zooming tonight with Jeffrey Wolf. He's the Dean of Humanities and Sciences at Cincinnati State Technical and Community College, and he's a poet. He's authored several collections of poetry, including When You're Not Here, I Notice Things, and Boogeyman, and Learn to Love Explosives. Tonight, we're going to talk with him about his latest collection, which is based on, as the cover shows us, Fontaine's Golden Wheel, Fortune Teller, and Dream Book, which claims to be, and I quote, the most complete work on fortune-telling and interpreting dreams ever printed, containing an alphabetical list of dreams with their interpretation and the lucky numbers they signify. And we are lucky to have you with us tonight, Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, first of all, how Fontaine's Golden Wheel Fortune Teller book came into your life.
Well, it actually goes back to my childhood. I had been fascinated with a Langston Hughes poem, one of the poems called Hope, for a long time, which makes reference to a dream book. And I had never really understood it as a child. And as an adult, I came to understand what the dream book reference was and decided that I would start to explore what dream books were and how they might have worked. And so in the process of finding dream books, I picked up this 1862 edition that was fascinating to me. And the idea that I sort of came up with was, if the idea is to use dream books to predict lottery numbers for fortune, then might it be interesting to reverse engineer some of those lottery numbers to see what dream someone might have needed to have in order to have made that lottery win? And so that's sort of the origin of the collection.
So read us one from your collection. This is titled Road Rage.
Sure. This is based on the October 23rd, 2018 Mega Millions win, which was $1.536 billion. The numbers were 5, 28, 62, 65, 70, and 75. Everyone knows your position on crossing solid lines, yet you're here again arguing the point with another work friend who agrees completely but identifies it as bad manners. Understatement that sets you on a tirade. You're in her face demanding that she recognize the sign as one of fundamental moral failing. You pull out a fancy pen from your breast pocket and tap your point out on her nose. You're positive she will get the promotion, and you've wet the bed again.
So I also was amazed at how adept you are at creating the surreal state that dreams often are. Maybe in relation to this specific poem, can you tell us how it started, where it started?
Sure. So each number corresponds in a dream book to a variety of possible images. And normally one would work from a dream and say, I had a dream about a fountain pen in an argument with a coworker. And you'd look up fountain pen or coworker and argument and find the numbers. And in this case, I worked backwards. And so the numbers that these were based on generated the words face, pen, quarrel with acquaintance, manners, and rival. And so I think in the process of having to reconcile all of these different images into a single poem, it sort of lent itself automatically to dream state. So many of the poems contain images that wouldn't normally belong together, and maybe the only place they do belong is in a dream. And so in a way, I suppose it was a crutch for getting to that dream state.
Your book has five sections, two of which are titled Pick Three and Pick Four. I'm guessing this relates back to Fontaine's matching dreams with numbers from which people could then gamble with luck or without luck. So tell me if that's true, first of all, and then we'll go on to some more poems.
It is true. And so the origin of the book was that I thought I would work with lotto numbers because they're so large. And in the process of writing poems, I realized, well, people do play other numbers than the lotto. They play a pick three or a pick four. And it might be interesting to write some very small poems that would relate to and correspond maybe to these very small lottery wins. And so unlike a lotto win, a pick three or pick four, instead of being millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, might be thousands or a couple of thousands of dollars. And so I tried to write poems that corresponded sort of in scope to those types of lottery numbers.
Well, so each poem is titled with a number. They're very concise and very engaging. And I'm going to ask you to read three of them one after the other, if you would, please.
191. The princesses here are not beautiful, but they employ exceptional height men. It's a hip kingdom. 267. Your passion for cannabis is what gets you through the day as cleaning lady in this glass house. 624. Tonight, clouds hang so low and bleed at you so sadly, or have you passed out again in the pasture?
I am interested to know about your writing life, because you obviously have a busy job, even in the time of Corona, maybe even more so. So when do you write? Where do you write? You have a favorite pen?
I am a very undisciplined writer generally. And so I'm the sort of person who can sometimes go years without writing and then out of the blue write 20 or 30 poems in a few weeks. And this book sort of was one of those experiences. So after my last book, I took 3 years to think about this one, and it came together very quickly once I finally understood how I wanted to do it. I am a morning writer. For years and years, and I talk to my creative writing students about this, there's something romantic about being that midnight oil, that 2 a.m., 3 a.m. writer. But I had to get honest with myself very early in life that I was not good at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. And I wasn't good when I was writing from bad or negative places. And so I'm a morning writer. And generally for me, between about 7 and 9 a.m. is the only time I really trust myself to write well.
I thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Jeffrey Wolfe. His latest book of poems is Fontaine's Golden Wheel, Fortune Teller, and Dream Book. Poems by Jeffrey Wolfe, published by Cincinnati's own Dos Madres Press. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
I went to the fortune teller, see what she had to say. See what she had to say. She said, your man's gonna quit you and going far away. I said, now for to tell her, let me get this straight. Please let me get this straight. You say my man's gonna quit me and gonna give me the game.